Brothers and sisters, in chapter 28, which we are going to go over from today, Job expressed himself using a lot of metaphors for things in nature. Job involved his physical knowledge simply to explain ideas, but his remarks bear spiritual meanings. Hopefully, as you listen to this message, you have spiritual awakening, make bread of it, and dig out true treasures. Based on Job's expressions featured in chapter 28, we can once again realize how outstanding he was in knowledge and wisdom. By the way, the reason that he used such expressions is revealed towards the end of chapter 28. In 28 verse 20, Job pretended to exalt God who is the origin of wisdom, saying, "Where then does wisdom come from? And where is the place of understanding?" But ultimately, we'll find that he uttered such a remark to argue how just he was. Therefore, keep in mind that in today's passage, which is like the introduction of chapter 28, Job used various metaphors for a purpose, namely to back up his remark at the end of the chapter. Verses 1 and 2 say, "Surely there is a mine for silver and a place where they refine gold. Iron is taken from the dust and copper is smelted from rock." So far, Job had explained what kind of curses the wicked had to suffer. But here, all of a sudden, he explained about gold, iron, and copper using metaphors. Why did Job give such explanations? Even though Job passionately spoke for himself, he was frustrated. The reason was, his friends didn't pay attention to him. But because Job and his friends had been continually disputing and arguing out of ill feelings, they were listening to each other even though they pretended not to. The reason was, to find fault with another's words and attack him, they had to listen carefully. But as Job felt that his friends were not responding to his remarks, he spoke as if in a monologue. He said what he wanted to say, whether his friends listened or not. Silver, gold, iron, copper, which were mentioned in the passage, are important resources that are used for precious purposes in our life. Most of these metals are obtained from minerals from mines. In the case of iron, it is mined from the iron ore, and since iron ores are mostly mixed with gravel or soil, Job mentioned in the passage that iron is taken from the dust. The iron, which is dug out this way, is put into a furnace and melted, and the metals it contains are separated, extracted, and refined. In the passage, what is important is not where ores are mined, but the reason Job used such expressions and the spiritual meanings embedded in them. Minerals such as gold, silver, copper, and iron can be dug out only by men, not animals. Among the things closely related to man, Job mentioned silver, gold, iron, and copper. Job explained the process of silver, gold, iron, and copper being produced to delve into the origin. These ores can be processed and used because there surely are mines where they are found. Also, no matter how many resources there are buried in the ground, if people had not discovered, mined, and processed them, today's civilization wouldn't be possible. In other words, resources such as silver, gold, iron, and copper changed into usable materials by the hands of man. Job explained where these minerals were mined to back up his ideas. But from his remarks, we have to figure out the more profound truth, which is where our life came from. We, humans, did not come into existence on our own or by chance. And we certainly did not evolve from another creature. We are to know we are created by the hands of God's Creator. Namely, we are to know God correctly, who is the origin of the creation. There are many people in the world who pursue meaningless things and wander since they don't know where all things in the universe came from, who controls them, and who the true God is. Even as the Lord of all creation, many people just live as they please, not knowing the purpose and value of life. To lead a truly valuable life, we should first know where we came from, where we are headed, and why we are living on this earth. So, where did we come from and where are we headed? Through the Bible, God the Creator clearly explained His purpose of having created man to obtain true children who can share love with them. Of course, God has numerous heavenly hosts and angels by His side who perfectly obey Him like robots. However, as for parents, even a state-of-the-art robot cannot replace their beloved child. Likewise, God wants to obtain true children who obey Him out of heartfelt love and free will and with whom He can share His heart. So God created man in His own image and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. The breath of life from God made man a spiritual being, and his body began to move and his soul started operating just like you can operate a machine by switching it on. God the Creator gave man sperm, the seed of life, and women an egg so they can give birth to children. We cannot give birth to children by our own ability, but God gave us the seed of life so that we can give birth to children. As for man who was created by God, his spirit was his essence and played a role of master. But as the first man Adam sinned, his spirit died and his soul began playing the role of master. As a result, people live as if they existed on their own, not knowing where they came from and where they are headed. But whoever accepts Jesus Christ and receives what controls the soul is the enemy devil and Satan. And the enemy devil and Satan, they never lead people to believe God. They cause people to think that this world is everything. And through the operation of soul, the enemy devil misleads people. So those people who have soul as their master don't know where they are headed, and they commit sins and become more tainted with sins. But whoever accepts Jesus Christ and receives the forgiveness of sins can have his dead spirit revive. And as much as he gives birth to spirit through the spirit, he can recover the true identity of man with his spirit being his master. Everyone, we are to recover the true identity of man. This is to become the man of spirit. We become like when we were first created, and we know God's will, and recover the true identity of man. Also, the Word of God leads His children to achieve attributes of truth and a heart of spirit so they can know and resemble God, their Heavenly Father. In doing so, it leads us to gain eternal life and the glory of heaven, which is the true home to which we have to return. In doing so, those who realize that they came from God the Creator and have to return to Him, fix their hope on everlasting heaven and live in pursuit of true happiness. Only when we know this spiritual knowledge, which is the most important and fundamental, we can figure out the true purpose of life. So, we read in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, the conclusion, when all has been heard, is fear God and keep His commandments, because this applies to every person. We are to fear God and keep His commandments. In doing so, we can not only recover the whole duty of man, but also lead the most valuable and happiest life as the Lord of all creation. Just try to become a man of spirit. Then your clothing, your food, and what you want to have, there are necessities in life. And they're just necessities of life. You don't want to seek more riches. You don't want to seek more wealth. Also, even if you live a poor life, you are still happy because you have hope for heaven. You have such true joy from Father God because your heart is filled with goodness and truth. You have happiness. You have to know this. Otherwise, look at the worldly people. Even though they have big houses, even though they have they move into a big house, they will be joyful for a few days. But after some time, their joy is gone. If they satisfy themselves with fleshly things, they cannot ultimately fill their heart. Why? Man was originally spirit, was the master of man. So even if man tried to fill his heart with this and that, they still feel empty. But as they try to satisfy their self with fleshly things, you know, there are such people, you know. But after some time, they have misery and they fall themselves into more pleasure, more debauchery, and then ultimately leading, walking the way to destruction. We should never live so. Joel went on to explain how underground resources such as silver, gold, and iron, and copper are mined by people. He said in chapter 28, verses 3 and 4, man puts an end to darkness, and to the farthest limit he searches out the rock and gloom and deep shadow. He sinks a shaft far from habitation, forgotten by foot. They hang and swing to and fro far from man. Here, darkness means complete darkness. Searching out to the farthest limit means continually looking for and researching something. Gloom is the somber darkening of the shadows cast by overcast skies. It refers to a dark or shadowy place or condition. The deep shadow refers to profound, deep, obscure, and somber things of darkness. Because Job was wise, even as he mentioned darkness to give a lesson to his friends, he categorized it into gloom and deep shadow. Darkness in English is a generic term for varying degrees of the absence of light. Here, however, darkness is called gloom above the ground, and under the ground it is called deep shadow. Job explaining that people obtain silver, gold, and iron by constantly searching deep in the ground, which is in complete darkness. By mining minerals and continually conducting research, people have used them for various purposes, like producing metals, generating energy, and making construction materials. This has brought about developments in civilization. However, even though technology has advanced this much, getting these ores requires hard efforts of finding their locations and digging them out. It also takes such great risks. Moreover, back in the days of Job, the equipment was not as good as it is now. First of all, they had to go to the mine where the resources were buried, so most of them had to be far away from home. Describing such toil and effort, Job said verses 3 and 4. Let me read you the verses again. Man puts an end to darkness. In the farthest limit he searches out the rock and gloom and deep shadow. He sinks a shaft far from habitation, forgotten by the foot. They hang and swing to and fro far from man. He made a good description. Here, being far from man means being away from them and losing contact with them. For example, to dig up coal, you have to tie yourself with a rope and dip into the ground. So you naturally get far away from people and your body swings, hanging on the rope. In the past, people used to mine coal this way, so there were many cases of coal mines collapsing. So those who are working inside were often buried alive, which is heartbreaking. Even with the cutting-edge technologies and equipment today, mining minerals is a highly dangerous task. For this reason, safety management is absolutely necessary. Brothers and sisters, so far, I've explained the physical meaning of Job's remarks, but what truly matters is to figure out their spiritual meanings. We can dig out ores, which are necessities in life, by going deep into the ground, which is in complete darkness. But for us to meet God the Creator, we are to go into the light, not the darkness. Here, the light refers to God Himself, the Word of God. Namely, as we live in the Word of God, the truth, goodness, and love, we can meet Him. Jesus said to His disciples in John chapter 11, verses 9 through 9 and 10, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." The day refers to the time when there is sunlight. The time when sunlight is the brightest is noon. By the way, the true spiritual light is our Lord Jesus. Thus, when we live in Jesus Christ, God is always by our side and blesses all our affairs to go well as our soul prospers. How much effort will be required of a person to obtain gold, silver, iron, and copper? And what a tough and arduous process he has to endure. Even to get such physical materials, he has to toil and sweat, so it's only natural that obtaining what is spiritual, everlasting heaven, requires him toil and effort. For us to discover and cast the untruth in us, and to put ourself, which is flesh, to death, we definitely need trials. Thus, we are to joyfully overcome the trials intended for our change. There are many kinds of trials, like troubles in your life, or if you commit a big crime, great sins, you may have accidents or diseases. But to trials that come to remove your flesh thoughts, to broaden your vessels, to resemble more God more. Such trials relates to your life. Sometimes you may face misunderstanding, and you hear people's gossip about you, and even after you do something good, people misunderstand you and trouble you. There are many such things. Sometimes you get hurt by someone's remarks. These things are opportunity for you to change. But if you don't take an opportunity out of that, but if you just complain and complain about how distressed you are and show your ill feelings, share your ill feelings with people around you, you know, whatever you hear, whatever advice you hear, you can just accept it with a grateful heart, and you are not to complain. Especially if you received advice or rebuke for some good reason, you're to accept it with a grateful heart. This is foolish. You know, this is not trial from God. And such troubles and such difficulties, if you accept those situations as a distress or as a pain, you cannot have change yourself through those trials. If you just become stagnant, you are foolish. We are to keep in mind that even our fathers of faith, like Abraham, Jacob, Joseph, etc., received true blessings only after they attained faith, like pure gold, by going through trials. Also, just as people constantly search and carry out research to dig out resources, we should continuously contemplate to figure out God's will. In order to meet God, we have to invest our thoughts, knowledge, time, and money without hesitation. In the past, in Europe, like there were mines where gold was buried. Once people discovered mine, people sold all their property to buy that mine. You know, people who are in search of gold, they had equipment to discover gold. And once they find a mine, where gold is buried, they were willing to sell all their property to buy that mine. And because they will profit from them, and it took a lot of efforts and hard efforts of them to discover such a mine. And Job was describing their efforts, and you know, people had to be away from home, people had to lose contact with their people around them. And what about you? I mean, you know, you have discovered a true truth which cannot be compared to gold or anything in the world, but you have to make it yours. You have to shatter, make efforts to shatter yourself and destroy yourself. You have to dig out such true treasures, spiritual things. Things are not easily done in the spiritual world, and you are to pray earnestly. You know, even to get worldly things, you have to toil and sweat. But what about the spiritual things, things in the spiritual realm? Think about that. In the following verse, Job explained the surface and interior of the earth like a geologist. He said in chapter 28, verse 5, "The earth, from it comes food, and underneath it is turned up as fire." On the ground, that is, on the earth, various plants sprout, grow, bloom, and bear fruits. He also said, and underneath it is turned up as fire. John was referring to lava blazing deep in the ground. We are having our foot on the earth, having our foot on the road, but can you imagine the lava? You learned about the lava from the science class. You know, although lava is actually liquid, due to its extremely high temperature, it glows red and has an appearance similar to fire. Today, with the advancement of science, it has been revealed that lava is blazing deep in the ground. But being a man of understanding and wisdom, outstanding wisdom and understanding, Job already knew this fact thousands of years ago. Modern science divides the structure of the earth into the crust, mantle, and core. The crust refers to the outermost layer of the earth. It is a light and hard rock layer with an average thickness of about 35 kilometers. Below the earth's surface is the mantle layer, and deeper than that is the core. So to speak, the stratum which we have our feet on is like floating on the mantle. The temperature of the mantle is about 500 degrees at the top, which is close to the ground, and about 5,000 degrees at the bottom, which is the interface with the core. Due to tectonic shifts, volcanoes sometimes erupt in degrees. Erupt in several places, and when they do, lava, which is over 1,000 degrees Celsius, flows out. The Earth's temperature is greatly affected by solar energy, but the lava deep in the ground also plays a significant role in maintaining the Earth's heat, allowing plants to sprout and grow on the ground. As we can see, God created the Earth to have the most proper environment for man to live in. There are many places in the universe, but according to our man's research, spacecraft, but never found any place for man to live in, because this earth was created for God to cultivate human beings, and God delicately created things, the earth. He let the earth be covered with mantle, and he also... But you know, even though there is a there is a core in the center of the earth, but so that's how earth is kept in the proper environment. And this is the providence of God, Father God. But it didn't, the earth was not created by an accident. But so, but if we believe that earth was created by God, everything is easy, easy to accept. But we can believe that because we have also seen the manifestations of power. So we are to God also has a lava blazing beneath the ground because it is necessary. Then what lessons does God intend for us to learn from today's passage? The fire blazing underneath can be compared to the fire of the Holy Spirit. As we receive the Holy Spirit by accepting Jesus Christ and live according to the desires of the Spirit, we have new life and walk down the path to eternal life. Plants sprout and grow at proper temperatures with the fire blazing underneath. Likewise, as we have the Holy Spirit within us, we can have new life and enter heaven. The Holy Spirit enlightens us on sins, righteousness, and judgment, and helps us cast off sins and live in righteousness. Also, it is crucial that we receive the baptism of fire of the Holy Spirit to lead a powerful Christian life. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29 reads, "For our God is a consuming fire. When the fire which has the power to consume things comes upon God's children, that's the baptism of the fire of the Holy Spirit. Once we receive the baptism, our whole body gets heated up. The origins of the diseases are scorched, and the forces of darkness lose their strength and go away. On top of that, sinful natures in our heart and our love for the world are scorched, and we get empowered to do what we can't do on our own. Because the baptism of the fire is of God's power, only after we display deeds of faith can we receive it. We are to act in the truth and daily offer up fiery prayer and the aroma of heartfelt praises that are strong enough to shake Father God's throne. As we press on with such deeds of faith, we can have the fire of the Holy Spirit coming upon us, cast off sinful natures, and resolve all kinds of problems, including health issues. Moreover, we achieve sanctification, receive His power as His true children, and lead countless souls to the way of salvation. Therefore, I urge all of you to commit yourselves to praying, receive the baptism of fire, and lead a more Spirit-filled Christian life." Verses 6 through 8 read, "Its rocks are the source of sapphires, and its dust contains gold, the path no bird of prey knows, nor has the falcon's eye caught sight of it. The proud beasts have not trodden it, nor has the fierce lion passed over it." As Job said, "Its rocks are the source of sapphires, and its dust contains gold. Some stones contain gold, and they are called gold ores." Man searched for gold veins and dug out gold ores. They also mined such gemstones as sapphires, ruby, diamonds, etc. There are reasons that gold is found, and people search those places and try to find gold. You have seen such scenes from movie or. This is not because men have better eyesight or greater physical strength than animals. Birds of prey have excellent eyesight and can detect even small animals on the ground from high in the sky. While they hover in the air, once they spot prey down on the ground, they quickly swoop down on it. like rabbits, like rats, small rats. They are flying high up in the air. From such a height, they spot those animals hiding under a rock, and they, once they spot them, they swoop down on it, snatch it off with their sharp claws, and fly back into the air. However, even such ferocious birds have no way of finding gems in the stone to spiritually apply this to us, unless the Holy Spirit opens our spiritual eyes. Even if we have eyes, we are not able to see the way of salvation. Also, tigers, lions, elephants, and bears, which can be called proud beasts, have no way of knowing whether there is gold in the stone. Even if they knew that there is, they'd have no idea that gold is an invaluable material that men cherish as their life. Gold is considered a highly precious material and greatly loved by people, regardless of time and place, because of its unchanging characteristics. But in the Bible, where the Word of God is written, we find numerous treasures that cannot be compared to gold nuggets. It not only tells us how to receive salvation and eternal life, but presents the ways to gaining the glory of heaven and having all kinds of blessings necessary for our life on earth. That's why Jesus said that heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field and a merchant seeking fine pearls. But if we get blinded with love for the world, we cannot see this treasure. Unless we have our spiritual eyes and ears open, we can neither see nor hear it. This treasure, members, once you have discovered a treasure from the Word, that means you have spiritual eyes open. If you are able to listen to the word of the truth and accept it with amen and have faith of heaven, that also means having your spiritual eyes opened. And you are so blessed in this regard. This treasure cannot be dug out by man's knowledge, power, fame, and even money. Only when we open the door to our heart with the help of the Holy Spirit, accept Jesus Christ and the truth, can we obtain the treasure. No matter how valuable a treasure is hidden in the field, we have to pray for the field. We have to pay for the field to get the treasure. Likewise, we are to cast off all forms of evil and practice the word of truth, which is the secret to having the treasure of heaven. Job said that even the birds of prey and falcons flying in the air, lions, which is the king of all beasts, or any proud beast, couldn't discover and touch what is beautiful. But what about us, human beings? Even though we don't have keen eyesight like birds of prey or sharp claws like lions and tigers, we have something special that they can never have. While animals were created as beings composed of only soul and body, men have spirit as well as soul and body, which means we are composed of spirit, soul, and body. Unlike animals, we can seek and meet God and experience Him through our spirit. Whoever accepts Jesus Christ can receive the Holy Spirit and communicate with God and dig out numerous treasures from the Bible. Animals turn to dust after they stop breathing, but if we fear God the Creator and lead a good life, we can enjoy eternal life and happiness in beautiful heaven. Job said in chapter 28, verses 9 through 11, he puts his hand on the flint. He overturns the mountains at the base. He hews out channels through the rocks, and his eye sees anything precious. He dams up the streams from flowing, and what is hidden he brings out to the light. Because people have wisdom, they can remove a huge rock or a mountain by means of cutting-edge technology. To make roads, they drill tunnels through a mountain or create an artificial island by reclaiming land from the sea. They also extract oil from the bottom of the deep sea, dam up streams and rivers to create reservoirs, and dig up all kinds of treasures hidden in the ground. All these things are possible because men have wisdom unlike animals. Then, what could be impossible if God, the origin of wisdom, is by our side? People have wisdom of their own, so they can dig out gold and gemstones. But since the gemstones of this earth are not eternal, they are nothing but vain things. What we really need to dig out is the truth of Jesus Christ. We have to discover the everlasting jewels from the Bible and make them our own. The treasures in the Bible cannot be discovered by man's wisdom. Only with God-given wisdom, they can be discovered. Only by God-given wisdom, they can be discovered. We find in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Even though David was a mere shepherd boy, since he feared God, he could avoid being captured by King Saul with infinite wisdom from God and eventually ascend to the throne. Daniel and Joseph were a captive and slave in Gentile nations, but no matter the circumstance, they feared God, kept His law, and walked the right path. As a result, they received outstanding wisdom and understanding from above. They equipped themselves with both spiritual and physical qualities as a prime minister, being recognized and loved by their king and people. The same goes for us today. If we fear God and pursue goodness like David, Joseph, and Daniel, we can gain heavenly wisdom and understanding, which can't be compared to the wisdom of this world, and become outstanding ones. You need wisdom, you need knowledge. You may say, I need knowledge, but you have to make this message your own. Even though you have the knowledge of the world, because their spiritual eyes are not open, they seek meaningless things, but you have your spiritual eyes open, so you know what the true treasure is, and you have hope for heaven, and you pursue goodness and love, and so you can also ask God to help you acquire knowledge and wisdom of the world as well. There are ways for God to, to fear God is to pursue the truth and depart from evil. The only people lament and they complain throughout their life. They don't have hope of making their lives better. But as a believers of God, we don't have to lament about our life. But we have our God who knows everything and who gives everything to us. And He also promises that He also told us how we can receive from Him. And God is not, God gives us according to the exact true principle, and He promises us to give when we do this and that, and He promises us good health and blessings, and He presented us all the ways to, but the only thing we have to do is to obey and follow that. But some of you may lament about lack of knowledge of the world, lack of the worldly wisdom. But if you don't ask God, if you don't believe in God, if you just complain and lament, you should not do that. But if you don't love God and look to the world and make friends with the world, how could you receive answers from Him? And Job was, lamenting before God, and he tried to explain himself, and he tried to explain the laws of nature, and we
그런 말씀으로 사모하시고 그 길을 따라가는 우리 모두가 되시기를 바랍니다. 결론을 말씀드립니다. 사랑하는 성도 여러분.
Let me conclude the message, dear brothers and sisters. What kind of treasures do you want to gain while living in the world? In Luke chapter 5 verse 4, Jesus said to Peter who was a fisherman, put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch. As Peter put out into the deep water and let down his nets, obeying Jesus' word, he could catch a lot of fish. Water signifies the word and God spiritually, so deep water means the heart of God. In the heart of God are all things in the universe. As we observe the universe designed and created by God, we can realize how wide and deep the heart of God is. If we cast our nets into His wide and deep heart, we can pull out numerous treasures. Not only can we gain understanding, wisdom, and understand, not only can we gain outstanding wisdom and understanding, but we can receive our heart's wishes, have our prayers and petitions answered, and resolve all kinds of problems of life. Casting our nets into the deep heart of God signifies having our souls prosper and emulating the heart of God. We are to shatter our wisdom and knowledge and all of our thoughts and experiences. In doing so, we are to achieve a heart of spirit by praying fervently and casting off sins to the point of shedding blood. As much as we do so, we can receive answers and blessings both spiritually and physically. Therefore, I pray in the name of the Lord that all of you fear God, throw away all forms of evil, and cast your nets into the deep heart of God, thereby gaining true treasures.
Hallelujah, our Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all the members who are receiving this prayer now. May you work in ways that transcend space and time for your children all over the world. I ask you to give them faith by which they can believe from the heart, drive away their negative thoughts and doubts, and make all their tests and tribulations go away. Scorch them from head to toe, all of their organs, intestines, bones, nerves, tissues, and cells with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy devil, all diseases, germs, and weaknesses go away. May the light come upon them. Please cleanse them of all terminal and incurable diseases by scorching them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria, all contagious and infectious diseases and related symptoms such as cold, coughing, fever, and flu go away. May you protect them from all diseases, heal them of all kinds of cancers, including monastic cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high low blood pressures, heart disease, pulmonary or gastric disease, diabetes, women's disease, dermatitis, thyroid problems, and all kinds of inflammations. I ask you to perfectly heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Make all kinds of pain go away, including backache, headache, and nausea. All mental diseases like epilepsy, autism, depression, manic depression, panic disorder, neurosis, dementia, go away. All kinds of paralysis go away. May they stand up, walk, and leap. Please make them see better or hear better. May the blind begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Father, perfectly heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and make their broken bones knit back together. Make their skins fully recover from burns. All burning sensations and heat go away. Father, please keep them from having any scar. Cleanse them of addiction to all kinds of drugs and poisoning. Make their dead nerves and cells regenerate. Make the dead revive. Father, may you bless infertile couples with a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all evil spirits, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and their servants, go away. All evil spirits, dirty spirits, deceitful and crafty spirits, and separating and deceiving spirits, all darkness, go away. Darkness be driven away, and all the bonds of wickedness be loosed. May the light come. Father God, please give us strength to cry out in prayer and empower us to cast off sins and become sanctified. Make everything go well with them as their soul prospers, and help them evangelize their families as well. All through the week, may you protect us from all accidents and disasters and bless us to lead a prosperous life where nothing goes wrong. Please protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and let them have more fervor and passion to study hard. Protect their hearts and minds from being taken away by the world. Bless our students to love you more fervently. Please bless your children to lead a life where they do everything to your glory, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Bless them to always confess with their lips, "I've met and experienced God, I've received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. May you be glorified alone. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.